Okay, mobile. And 4WRO.
I'm having the grandbaby. Matter of fact, she's still there today, but I got to make a run to the landfill. That's a mandatory, not a maybe.
Landfill. You on that new little radio you bought?
Yeah, I'm on that new little radio, a little 25 watt. How's it sound?
That sounds good. You don't have any problem getting in a repeater.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I put it in an old pickup truck I've got, and it seems to be working pretty good.
Pretty good that night. You were testing it there at the house.
Sure. You know, just out skidooting, booting around in my old pickup truck. I got a 85 F-150 short bed 4x4. It's only got 90-something thousand miles on it. And I just fiddle-poot around in it some.
Well, if it's an 85 and it's only got 90,000 on it?
2,610 miles.
Well, for an 85, that ain't many miles at all.
Set for about 8 or 9 years over in Pickens County where it wasn't used, where the guy had passed away, and then when his wife passed away, it just went into estate, and I knew the family, and they said, "Steve, you've always wanted that old pickup truck. You've loved that truck. What you give us for it?" You know, so I got it at a bargain, and I had to put a little bit of work in it, get it running again, but hey, she just runs like an old sewing machine. Little 302 fuel, it's the first year of fuel injection for the 85 model on a 302 automatic.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it'd be fun to tinker around with.
Good, it'll go in the snow like nobody's business.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that this year, didn't we?
We're both out. My Ram 2500 diesel 4x4, it's like a daggone bulldozer. It just won't slow down in the snow. And I already knew what this one would do, but I got it out a little bit of snow, too, and it just... Yeah, run like a champ. I gotta figure out if I can get the air conditioning on it working again, though.
Be fun, because that's got that real old refrigerant in it.
I got 20 pounds of R12. They used to charge people $400 to change it over to 134A. You know what you got to do to change it over to 134A?
Well, you refill it.
One little orifice valve on the accumulator that you got to change, and that's it. Accumulator valves is about, I think they run about $22. And you just vacuum it down after you change it. Fill it back up with R134. You're off to the races.
All right, well, I got a couple things I got to do. I just heard you in there. I thought I'd give you a quick hour.
Well, I appreciate it. You listen. It's Monday. We are retired. Don't let nobody talk you into working too hard. K4BWA. I'm clear.
Okay, Steve. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.